The welfare law that was signed into law 10 years ago today by President Clinton marked the most dramatic shift in federal social policy in a generation. But the difficult task of moving people off welfare and into jobs was largely left to the states. Georgia is considered a model for reducing its caseload. Critics say that's come at a high cost for some poor families. But as NPR's Rachel Jones reports, Georgia's approach is one that other states may soon have to follow.
Manuele Bailey is 19 years old, and she has a 4-year-old son. She works part-time at a Market Fresh store in Atlanta and starts classes at a local college next month. But things were tough when she came to Atlanta from Boston about a year ago.
I was homeless. I ain't have nowhere to go. Slept in abandoned houses. Still came to school, though. I've been through ups and downs and ups and downs.
Even so, Bailey was skeptical about applying for welfare because she had heard about Georgia's tough rules.
You know, when I first came, I was just like, oh, I don't want to do this. You know, I still had that high school mentality, like, I'm not going to do this. I'm like, these people want you to be here like this is a job.
Exactly. That's what Georgia has been telling welfare recipients for the past 10 years, and it's working. In 1997, more than 83,000 adults were on welfare in the state. Not all of them were able to work, but tens of thousands were. By June of this year, about 4,000 able-bodied adults in Georgia were getting cash welfare. Some counties reported they don't have anybody on their books. Georgia's Commissioner of Human Resources, B.J. Walker, is proud of that success.
It's a harder program to run when you have to say to people at the front door when they come in, I refuse to accept welfare as the fate of your family.
Walker says Georgia's eligibility standards are just higher than some other states. If a person walks into a welfare office asking for food stamps or Medicaid, they won't automatically be given cash. And managers are much more accountable for why their caseload has or hasn't dropped. Other states like Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Minnesota also report high work participation rates to the federal government. But some critics say Georgia has gone too far, overlooking some of the extra support those other states offer. Governor Sonny Perdue has heard the criticisms, but he says you have to start somewhere.
Our goal is not for people to stay in a minimum wage job. That's not what we're trying to do. But it is important they start at some level. If they've had no job for several years, is it wrong for them to start at a minimum wage job, or should they wait forever for that $20 an hour job?
Not if Tito Parker has anything to say about it.
Come September 1st, I'll be handling everything. So y'all come to me for everything anyway.
Parker is a welfare caseworker just outside of Atlanta. 15 young women, including Manuele Bailey, listen intently to the man who's helping them get their GEDs and find jobs. When Parker says everything, he means cash welfare, food stamps, Medicaid, housing information, everything. He'll become a sort of one-stop caseworker. Today, one of the young women, Tierra Carter, can't wait to tell him some good news.
Who all in here have one test to go before they... Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to share my baby learned her ABCs.
That's
and cool. Her, I had to count 1 through 10 before she went to daycare, and I'm so happy for her.
How is she, Tierra?
Too.
Parker mixes support and advice with a tough bottom line. You gotta eat, I gotta eat, so you do what you gotta do. And that means work. No excuses. He says the effort pays off.
I have 2 graduates, Gabriel Rainey and Manuele Bailey. And both of them are employed part-time also. And just graduated June 3rd. Yeah.
An education and a job. That's exactly what Georgia's Governor Perdue says is happening all over his state. But critics say the picture in Georgia is much more complex. Liz Schott is a senior researcher at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities in Washington.
The share of families leaving welfare who are employed after they leave has decreased every year. And now only about half of the families that leave welfare have employment.
Those who don't find work in Georgia's headlong rush to lower the caseloads just fall off the radar screen, Schott says. Regardless, many states may soon find themselves copying Georgia's strategy. When the welfare law was reauthorized in February, states were told they'll have to prove that 50% of adults on welfare who can work are working, and they have just 1 year to reach that goal. Rachel Jones, NPR News.